Hey, this is Pete Tsironis with Dots and Bridges, and I'm here with Samara Schulman, president of On Point Consulting. How you doing, Samara?
I'm doing great, Pete. How about you?
I am great, and I am fresh off of the read that you sent me titled Just Make It Fly by Will Roberts, and it touches a topic that, as a former Fed that I am, contract management, opportunity. Everybody knows the federal government is the largest purchaser of IT support and services in the world. Yes, it is. People want to sell into the government quite often. There are all kinds of acronyms from RFIs to RFPs to other terms. It's a process. Some people think it's antiquated. Some people think it needs a refresh. I just say it is what it is. But what do you think the state is today? The floor is yours.
That is a very broad and open-ended question, so I'm not sure we're going to get to the specifics of that. But what I will say is I loved this article. I came upon this article out of NCMA, the National Contract Management Association's Contract Manage magazine that they put out. And what the article is talking about is the Wright brothers. And in 1908, it says that they were given a contract by the government to just make it fly. Develop something that we can make fly, put in the air, we could use for wars, we could use going forward. You really stop to think, did the Wright brothers have any idea of what their invention would turn out to be? Probably not. But the fascinating part that they point out is that government gave them a 3-page contract. And for all of us, that was the first thing in the article that made me smile. If any of us out there can imagine just getting a 3-page, all right, go crazy. Just make it fly. Just get us to the end. That would be spectacular. But then you stop and think, and it's, well, would it be? And the article points out, like, well, imagine what would have happened if government had told them what color the seatbelts had to be and given different specific requirements and everything, like a lot of us see in opportunities these days. And then it got me thinking, just, is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? Are we receiving too many requirements? Are we not receiving enough? Are we able to present to government through our proposals and conversations for that matter, how we would think outside the box and how we would really solve it, right? When we're on the side of industry, we're thinking, all right, here's the problem that government is trying to solve or the agency is trying to solve. Here's the solution that we think would work. And then, all right, here are the government constraints. Well, who are the stakeholders? Who believes this? Who believes that? Who's open for failing and making mistakes and moving on? Who's not? Who can accept risk? Who can't? And there are a lot of different things that go into it. And if you stop and think for a second, what would happen if you didn't have to consider some of those things? It's an interesting conversation. And then on the flip side, the more vague you write things, the more you're opening yourself to protests and to all that whole world, which government and industry, none of us wants to go through that.
And again, being a former federal executive and as a young federal employee back in the day, the overspecification of requirements, I think it says that in the article, what can stifle innovation? Are you and I with government and industry, and whether it's an event, whether it's a webinar that we're participating or helping, you know, shape an agenda, there's this, how are we supposed to think out of the box if you're going to micromanage? Or if it's so vague, where are we going to be potentially downgraded for not answering the requirement and the question? And I could tell you from my former seat, I loved the art of the possible. And I know that's how you look at the opportunity versus being prescriptive to, they said this, I will cut and paste an answer. And I think that we have opportunity to challenge the government on an RFI or RFP and say, hey, I know you're asking for this, but I'm going to come at it from this angle. Do you think about that and permeate that throughout On Point with your team?
Absolutely. And I think government too has the right and should challenge industry to look at it that way. I mean, The possibilities are just endless, especially this day and age.
Thank you for affirming me a little bit from that end, because I get to wear that hat of what it was like, but I feel it. And I see it now, almost 9 years in industry. Folks, great article. Again, the title is Just Make It Fly. Get to know Samara. Reach out when this is posted too. Give us some of the comment and some of your feedback on how this article and other ones are related. We do try to bring to the attention articles or blogs just to create a conversation. And that's what we do. So thank you, Samara. And I will talk to you real soon.
Thanks.
Sounds good.